This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Governor Hochul is out with her wide-ranging budget proposal, focusing on everything from housing to bail reform to a rescue of the MTA.
WCBS's Steve Burns is here to break it down for us. So let's start with that MTA plan. How much of a rescue would this be?
I think we're looking at kind of a middle ground here. The money the governor's proposing would certainly be enough to keep the lights on at the MTA. They would be able to avoid the doomsday scenario they've been talking about with steep service cuts. But we would still be looking at fare increases that MTA leaders have been talking about. There's going to be some debate around this. A lot of the MTA rescue money would come from an increase in the payroll mobility tax hitting most businesses downstate. The governor also wants to see an increased contribution from the city that might not go over too well at City Hall. And we'd also be looking at steering a portion of casino revenue into the MTA. So, a lot of potential funding sources here. Transit advocates tell us this is a good start, might get us back on a solid foundation, but there's not much to build on that foundation. Nothing in the way of new service that could attract even more riders. We know there are competing plans in the legislature to bring even more money to the MTA, do things like eliminate that fare increase, and even make buses free. So we'll have to stay tuned on this one over the coming weeks.
Well, Steve, the governor also touched on the divisive issue of bail reform. Could we be looking at more changes there?
Yeah, we very well could be. The governor is framing the changes she wants to see here as basically giving judges more clarity on what their options are. That's been one of the big storylines around bail reform, that some judges seem to believe their hands are tied in certain cases. They have to release an individual when they really have more options. What the governor wants to do here is change language around what's known as the least restrictive standard, basically giving judges more options, more flexibility when they're setting bail. The challenge here is going to be getting lawmakers on board. We have heard repeatedly from leaders in the Assembly and Senate that they like bail reform the way it is. They believe the law is working. Budget negotiations in Albany, always unpredictable, so anything could happen here, but it would seem to be a heavy lift.
What other issues will you have an eye on through the budget process?
I think the other headline here is the governor's housing plan, basically forcing every locality in the state to increase housing production. We are already seeing a lot of pushback from suburban leaders, folks on Long Island about this. But the governor says building more housing is imperative to start bringing down the astronomical cost of living in New York. I think we'll also have an eye on her plan to tie the minimum wage to inflation, another one of those plans that tries to go after the affordability issue here in New York.
All right, Steve, thank you. That's WCBS's Steve Burns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.